My name is Karen Saar, and I am the middle school theater arts teacher at Roland Park Elementary Middle School. The following radio plays were written and are being performed by students from my 8th grade theater production classes. We at Roland Park would like to thank Mr. John DeVecca at WLOY for recording and Matt Weitzel for editing our radio plays.
Thanks, WLOY!
The following play was written by Alon Williams and features students from Ms. Saar's RPEMS 8th grade class. It's called Dump on Trump, and it is a radio play. The cast is Ollie Kay as the narrator, Zach A. as the old lady and Donald Trump, Alon W. as the assassin slash shooter, Eric P. as audience member 1 slash undercover cop, James L. as the comedian slash Robert Musk.
The scene takes place within a studio that is currently broadcasting an interview between Donald Trump and Robert Musk, titled Dump on Trump. Welcome to The Late Show with Robert Musk. Tonight, our guest star is Donald Trump.
So, Mr. Trump, how's your day been?
Great. I received a huge sum of money from my only supporter.
Who gave you that much money?
I'd rather not comment on that issue, but I will let you know I have people on that.
So, Mr. Trump, how do you think you're doing in the presidential election?
To be quite frank, I'm throwing dirt on all the other candidates. In my eyes, the other candidates suck. Who would even vote for Marco or Ted?
I have people on that. It's getting very hot in here. I think I need to put the AC on high.
Turn it off! The wind is blowing on my comb over!
Oh, my people will get on that.
You better, or I'll sue you.
Good luck with that. If you sue me, I'll sue you.
Let's move on to the next question.
My second question for you is, if you win and become president, what would be the first thing you would do in office?
In this exact order, I would bomb Russia and all communists, build a wall on the border, confiscate all weapons of mass destruction, and then use them.
Do you have something against Mexicans?
In fact, I do. They took our jobs and residential space.
Don't you think you're sounding a little absurd?
I think the big problem that this country has is being politically correct. I've been challenged by so many people, and I don't have time for total political correctness. And to be honest with you, this country doesn't have time either. To steal ideas from one person is plagiarism. To steal from many is research. To be quite frank, that's exactly what they are doing.
What's next? Are you gonna hire bounty hunters to find them?
Who told you that? That information is classified.
For once, my sources were correct about something.
Let's move on to another topic.
Okay, Donald, what is your stand on environmental issues concerning the world?
This weather is outrageous! One minute it's blazing hot and the other minute there's acid rain! Pal, let me tell you about something I can relate to, my home state of New York. Over there it's freezing and snowing, and to combat that, America needs global warming!
You're beginning to make me feel a little unsteady. I'll try asking you some different questions.
Sounds like a plan.
Okay, as you stand in the elections, you have some, but not many women voting for you. How do you plan to get them on your side?
With my charm and handsomeness. There's more to life than being good-looking. It's being very good-looking.
That's one way to win something. Can you stop winking at me and flexing your muscles?
Since we are on the subject of women, do you know why I have a significant amount of votes?
I have a hunch.
What is it?
I've been informed from many credible sources that you pay your voters.
One more comment like that, and you're fired!
Okay, Donald, I'll pipe down. I would like to keep my job.
Anyway, the answer to that question is the ladies in my life. That includes my wives and daughters.
Let's take a break from all these questions just for a brief moment. Now, I'm going to tell you about the time I called 911.
Alright, I'll give it a try.
One day, I called 911 and told the operator that two girls were fighting over me.
So what?
The ugly one was winning.
That's so funny.
Wow, your slapping your knees is about to make your comb over fall off. But if you thought that was funny, wait until you hear this one.
Before you do that, let me tell you a joke.
Go ahead.
Somebody stole my mood ring, and guess what? I don't know how to feel about that.
There's chaos everywhere. Everyone is shocked with what just happened. It seems as though Donald Trump has been struck down.
Someone save me!
I'm coming your way, Donald.
I know who the gunman is!
Who is it?
This handsome young man next to me.
Security, arrest the shooter.
Being old is not all it's cracked up to be. Oh, my back!
I've done nothing wrong. The man I shot was a threat to the nation. With Donald in power, who knows what type of turmoil the U.S. would have been in.
Everyone remain calm. I'm an undercover cop.
How would you know that?
Because this shooter has done this glorious nation a service.
I mean you people no harm. I came here only to make America great again. It's just me, I worked alone. I did have a partner, but he wimped out last minute. He was as useful as a one-legged tree in a kicking contest.
Now I can get a good night's rest.
Light travels faster than sound. That's why some people appear bright until you hear them speak, much like the Trump.
If you don't believe me, I'm an officer. Take a look at this.
Wow, that looks authentic. Very shiny badge you have there.
I want to congratulate you on your hard work and dedication towards your cause. Here's a bag of gold bars and a medal for your bravery. Although legally, I should be arresting you. I'll let you go with a warning. I'm leaving now.
Without me, it's just also. Sir, thank you so much for these tokens of gratitude.
Where are you going, undercover cop?
I don't want to be implicated for any of this. I'm going to get some donuts and rethink my life.
Okay, suit yourself.
Until next time on a show that's stranger than fiction, stay tuned for more on The Late Show with Robert Musk.